It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Over the years, a lot of Bemidji State student-athletes have become coaches in various sports. Two of them, though, on the hockey side come to mind this week. Details next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. A lot of former Bemidji State players have become coaches. The high school level, the junior level, even the college level. Two of them, though, come to mind this week. One, Ben Kinney, coached the Bemidji Lumberjacks, took his team to the section final this week. Another, a longtime coach here at Minnesota State Mankato, assistant coach Todd Knopf, Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori.
It's a labor of love for them right now. They love the game. They want to be part of the game. They'll do anything to be part of the game. But we were all there, too. I was there, too. You know, my first job, I could write a book, you know, what you had to do. And if you want to do anything in life, especially in sports, I don't know anybody that starts in a penthouse apartment. It doesn't happen. Ben's a good hockey man. And I knew that when he played for me. I mean, he was a two-time captain. He always had he had good instincts, great feel for the game. I look back at a lot of my players, and he was one. Like, I've had five or six guys I said, gosh, they should be coaches, and they would be good. You just know. Wince was one of them. Teddy was one of them. Nodder was one of them. You know, Ben's one of them. No, you know. And then there's other guys that went into it that they're doing great. I mean, you got Hampus Sjödahl, Garrett Roth. There's guys doing it. But, like, Ben, just a great feel for all situations. He was a student of the game, always in the right place at the right time. And, you know, most importantly, you know, and again, he was a leader, too. It's weird. Like, I just know Todd the hockey guy right now, even though I coached him. He's Todd the hockey guy because I've known him as a coach and as a peer for many years. But Nodder's just a wonderful person. I mean, that's like more than anything. He's like a lot of guys. He's a normal guy that's was a hard worker, is really good at his craft.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.